The Justice Department has released videotapes found in Afghanistan of five men who may have been planning more terrorist acts, possibly in the United States. Attorney General John Ashcroft says that on the tapes, the men appear to be saying goodbye before going on suicide missions. NPR's Barbara Bradley reports that the tapes may help the public to help investigators.
The tapes were found in what used to be the home of Mohammed Atef. Atef was a military commander of Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network. The U.S. says he was killed in the American bombings. According to Attorney General Ashcroft, the rubble of his house yielded a treasure, five videotapes.
The videotapes depict young men delivering what appear to be martyrdom messages from suicide terrorists. Analysis of the audio portion of these tapes conducted thus far suggests, based on statements made on the tapes, that the men may be trained and prepared to commit future suicide terrorist acts.
Ashcroft played excerpts from three of the tapes. Two could not be shown because of technical problems. On the tapes, the men appear calm. One gestures energetically with his left hand. Another rests his head in his arms and cradles his machine gun, appearing to kiss it. Investigators believe they've identified four of the five men. One is a familiar name, Ramzi bin al-Shib. Bin al-Shib was known to be an associate of the September 11th hijackers in Hamburg, Germany. Investigators believe he helped plan the attack. The U.S. says that bin al-Shib was supposed to be one of the hijackers, but he was denied entry into the U.S. Ashcroft said the videotapes did not give details about the planned suicide attacks, neither the target of the attacks nor the timing. But former FBI agent and profiler Clinton Van Zandt says just having pictures of the suspects gives the public something to actually watch for.
The government has told us now three different times to beware, beware, and yet all we're looking at is potential smoke over the hill. Finally, the government has given us faces with which we can identify the threats.
Ashcroft appealed to the public, both in the U.S. and abroad, to examine the pictures of the men and give investigators clues as to their whereabouts. But even if the government doesn't get a single tip, Van Zandt says having the names and faces is a major investigative coup.
These names can be put in FBI computers, airline computers, customs, immigration, Interpol. We have a way now to start tracking these individuals to see if, number one, they're already in the United States or another country, and hopefully stop them from coming in this country.
Ashcroft said there's no evidence any of them has entered the U.S. yet. The discovery of the videotapes is part of a larger story, namely that military victory and an intelligence windfall go hand in hand.
Right now, the intelligence community is just being hit with a flood of information.
Larry Johnson is a former CIA official and counterterrorism expert.
They're getting original documents. They're getting computer files that, once they're decoded, those are turned into documents. They've got video recordings. In addition, you're getting access to financial records. And more importantly, they've got access to live human beings that can be questioned and interrogated. And it provides you a way to verify or double-check information that you're finding from one source against another source.
The FBI's Arab speakers will continue to work with the tapes, trying to get a precise translation of the messages. Forensic investigators will try to determine where the tapes were shot and when, and hope that someone will call in and match the picture to the person. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.